Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some swimming now, and we head back to Colorado. We join Steve Mantell now. Steve, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Steve, let's talk about your swim out of the three disciplines. Is it something that's come pretty naturally to you? Is it something you've had to work pretty hard at?
I would say I've had to work pretty hard at it. I swam for like 1 year when I was like five or six. I did, after swim lessons, I was on the swim team for like maybe a year. And I don't know, then hockey kind of took over my life, and that was about it. I swam occasionally, swam laps for exercise, I guess. When I was injured, I had some stress fractures throughout high school. So I swam when I wasn't able to run. And that was about it. And I got to college, and when I joined the tri team, the spring of my freshman year, I went to my first swim practice, and it really sucked. It was awesome. I really got my ass kicked, but yeah, it was hard. Swimming has not come naturally to me. I've consistently worked hard to try and get better, and it's still something I'm, always looking for help on. I've had so many awesome coaches here. Tess Pasternak with CSU and Eric Nielsen, who coaches masters here, they've all been like super helpful. And, I'm constantly trying to change little bits of my stroke to try and keep improving. And, I think, I don't know if I'll ever be, you know, a front pack swimmer, but I'm just going to keep, it's something that I'm going to keep working on. I have no desire to, you know, make the Olympics at it, but I want to be able to, you know, try and just, I don't know, swim with the best guys in triathlon. I probably will never be first out of the water, but I just want to be able to be more towards the front. Coming out of the water would be nice. But yeah, I think to anybody that's looking to improve their swimming, honestly, it's just consistently getting in the pool, even if it's only for 15 or 20 minutes. Personally, I find like even a little bit of just touching the water, kind of feeling what it feels like to swim, is really good, just to kind of develop your muscle memory. And having somebody like on deck, having a coach on deck, one, to keep you accountable, but two, to also like give you pointers. And also one more thing, I don't think it's, you need to have a pretty stroke. A lot of people will, really concern themselves, you know, with their hand entry or whatnot. But honestly, all that makes you go forward is pulling the water. Just get however much water you can pull and pull it fast. That's it. Matt Dixon wrote this book that my brother lent loaned to me, and he said like, the best, all you got to really think about is grip it and rip it. That's it. However you get your hand around, however you position that, ultimately that's what's going to move you forward. I mean, there are more efficient ways to do it, but basically what I've been working on is just, as long as you keep on getting in the yards, eventually you're going to figure out what helps you move forward faster. So, yeah.
I love
it. It's hard, but
grip it and rip
it's rewarding when you
that is fantastic. Steve, as far as one thing, if you can pin it down to one thing you've done over your triathlon career that's given you the biggest gains in your swim, what would you say it is?
Swimming with a band. You know those bands you put around your ankles, or a lot of times you can Roka makes swim bands. Our Finnis makes swim bands. Roka makes swim bands. You know, you can get them from swim companies. But if you just have like an old flat bicycle tire tube, then you can just tie that up. And using that, I think, is awesome. I think it really helps with kind of teaching you good body positioning. If you don't have good body positioning, your legs are just going to sink, and you'll literally be like at a 90 degree angle, just dragging your feet on the bottom of the pool. So it teaches you to make sure you're activating the right muscles. Yeah, so you can like start with a band, put a buoy between your legs to keep them up a little bit. But one thing that's really good is, and it makes you just like constantly be pulling. So you need a high turnover when you're swimming open water. And I think the band is a really good way to teach that. So one thing that you can do, I like to do kind of at the end of, if I'm swimming on my own, is just 16 25s where you're swimming with the band only. And basically you just wind yourself up and just let your windmill arms go and somehow make it across the pool and take 10 or 15 seconds rest, then come back 16 times. And it's hard. You really got to focus on making sure that you're constantly pulling the water, because if there's like a weak spot in your stroke, then you're going to stop moving and your legs are really going to sink and slow you down even more. So I think that's using a band has over the past few years has helped me a lot. Yeah, so for open water swimming specifically, and also then you can learn to not kick less, I guess, and save your legs for bike and run.
I love that. Steve, brilliant. I think it's a great tip. Thanks for joining us today on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to getting you on next time to talk about your bike.
Awesome. Sounds good.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theconaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.